This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. It's Guy Bauer. It's The Good Life, and we're talking to Morgan Bolling. She's was the primary editor for When Southern Women Cook, the book from America's Test Kitchen. I'll be okay. I get so excited I talk too fast and I stumble.
Folks, I hear you. I do the same.
Well, no, you don't. AmericasTestKitchen.com. If you visit one website this week, do that. Get the email. Just put your email address in there and get the newsletter, and you'll see why you should join, and you can explore around, see what the costs are and what the benefits of being a member are. One of the things is getting early notification about the many books and recipes that they come up with. I got to jump ahead. We're missing sandwiches. We're missing chicken fries. Chicken, Nashville hot chicken. This is killing me. I am hungry. But I cooked boneless roast pork shoulder four nights ago.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's a good one.
And I hate it. I didn't have the book open to this recipe. I used my own recipe for the meat, but the peach sauce. You know, I don't know about you, but my mom and my grandmother said, if you're having pork, you have to have applesauce or apples. So I cook mine on top of 1-inch thick slices of green apple. But this peach sauce, I can just see where that little bit of sweetness and the little bit of tartness from vinegar and just going to make the pork sing and help cut the fat and... Well, you don't want to cut too much of the fat. Okay, see, you guys know it too. The grilled pork chops with apples, something. Apples and onions, perfect. I want to spend a little bit of time before I cut you loose here and talk about that macaroni and cheese and some of the comfort food that's in the book.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good. I'm like right before the holidays. You want a lot of comfort food.
Well, yeah. Oh my God! If you cooked your entire Thanksgiving dinner out of here, maybe with the exception of the turkey, because you probably got a recipe you like, you could come out really good. You touched on the macaroni and cheese. Is that's a recipe that you guys developed in the test kitchen? Is it an amalgamation of several different types of input to macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, so we've done a handful of macaroni and cheese recipes at America's Test Kitchen, and then like if you search our website, you'll find a handful. But this is one we did develop a few years ago. It was based on a Southern woman. So one of my coworkers, his job is to actually travel around and find recipes and bring them back and kind of redevelop them. And on one of his trips to North Carolina, he went to Poole's Diner, which is in Raleigh, Chef Ashley Christensen, and he kept talking about our mac and cheese. And we ended up not doing it as like a full-on, like, we didn't do one exactly like hers. Hers is so good. It's like custardy, and it's like very restaurant-y. This one's a little more typical. It's like more like a creamy mac and cheese, a little less like fluffy, and it just feels like a little more traditional. But we took that like flavor idea of combining pimento cheese and macaroni and cheese and making them this like delicious thing. So yeah, big fan of that one.
Yeah, delicious thing. Sauces. I'm thumbing through it in the barbecue section, which I spent an inordinate amount of time. We've already talked about why. So many different sauces, and most, I live in Kansas, so we got Kansas City to consider, but most of them are Southern sauces when we think of barbecue. That had to be fun, and I know that I've seen sauce recipes in previous books, but this is a great snippet of some of the killer sauces you can make to go with barbecued meat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very passionate about barbecue and barbecue sauces. I feel like different regions do these really interesting spins on them, and like they've developed for different reasons in different places. And like some people are firmly believe that their sauce is what's absolutely best. But I think that to me, some of the beauty is that they're interesting. They're like a lot different. And I think that you can like sometimes you compare them regionally. And like, so I'm from North Carolina. I love a tangy Q sauce. I'm from the western side of the state, which has ketchup in it or tomato product in it. And so I love that. But I also think that's really great on pulled pork, whereas I wouldn't want that necessarily on like a brisket. I want like something a little deeper and darker and richer. And I think a lot of people in Texas don't even think you don't even want barbecue sauce with brisket. Like if it's good brisket, you don't even need sauce. But then I love like the Alabama white barbecue sauce. It's really interesting. I just think there's so much to explore with barbecue and barbecue sauce and how there's these interesting different regional kind of developments around through it.
Yeah. Again, you're talking and I'm thumbing through. I'm listening and I'm getting towards the back. The Tomato Club girls in the pickling section. The preserving pantry. If someone was never put up refrigerator pickles or jalapenos or anything, and you looked at this first two-page section, it gives you everything you'd want to know in a nutshell, and then the recipes. We made the refrige pickles, and it's amazing how quick they become delicious things to munch in the fridge. And she did chips and spears. And I just love that stuff. She put jalapenos in, probably more garlic than you guys called for. But that was please me.
That's great.
And then you get to the dessert section. We had dessert pretty much every dinner. And I think back to some of the things my mom made, and she knew that most of us like chocolate, so that was in here. But some of the things here are so typical, if and there is such a thing, Southern influenced. You know, she made bourbon balls. My mom did,
and my grandma made bourbon balls.
It was a big thing a few years back. You know, and I just think this was a great way to start winding towards the end of the book, and then you have to just thumb through and start looking. What am I going to make under the layer cake section?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Yeah, we had to. It's funny, the dessert, I think, I mean, actually, a woman who wrote in part for this book. She wrote a piece for it. She just came out with a Southern dessert book. You could write a whole book on Southern desserts. There's so many cuts we had to make from that chapter, but there were so many good sweets in the South. People know how to use sugar in the South, in my opinion.
And you say that. There is a book, Southern Baking, and it's on my mm-hmm. to-do list, and I think I've got it scheduled the first week in January.
Yep, I think that's the same book. It's Anne Byrne, I think.
Yeah, it is Anne
Byrne. Yeah. Yeah, she's great. So, yeah, you should definitely talk to her. And, yeah, so I'm glad it comes out. So if people want more desserts, she's a good place to go.
Talk about the Southern Sippers. If somebody asks me what is a Southern Sipper, I think the first thing and probably the only thing not thinking alcohol I'd come up with is sweet tea.
Yeah, so we did any sort of thing, any sort of beverage, and that was sort of an interesting mix. We do have a lot of cocktails in there, and we talk about bourbon and women working in bourbon, which is pretty niche. We talk about some other stories about women and alcohol, like female brewers and things like that. But we also talk about lemonade, and we have this cute story of this 18, well, she was 18 year old when she started, 18 years old, now she's a little older when she started her business. And she runs a lemonade business now, and it's actually a multi-million-dollar lemonade business, and she got started on Shark Tank. And so we write about her with the lemonade. Her name is Michaela, and you can look her up online. She's so cute. And so we write about that. We talk about Vietnamese coffee. We talk about tea. So we, like, do have a few non-alcoholic and, of course, sweet tea. Yeah. So we have a couple of non-alcoholic beverages. I think the majority chapter probably touches alcohol. But yeah, you know, I do think, like, sounds hot. People need a lot to drink.
Well, and I enjoyed the little section that you put together about Maggie Bailey. I love bourbon. And to see she's not the only female distiller in our country by any stretch, but what an interesting story, interesting gal, and her mint julep recipe looks fun.
Yeah, she was interesting. She made money from selling alcohol, actually, a lot during Prohibition, but she used it to take care of her community. So she was, like, sending kids to college. She was, like, putting it back into the community. It was kind of this inspiring story talking about her selling alcohol. But, yeah, it's kind of great.
Yeah.
I love it.
And not something that was that common when that all started, but...
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, pretty cool. When Southern Women Cook is a great book. It's a James Beard Award winner. Absolutely. Can't wait to see how it does. I hope you sell a bunch. Morgan Bowling, I appreciate the time you spent with us today and that you're allowing us to give away a copy of the book during this next break. So,
well, yeah, I hope someone enjoys it.
How could they not? And folks, if you just joined us, man, go back. There's a podcast. Go to knssradio.com, upper right corner. You can listen to the previous parts of the show. I got a great wine of the week coming up. Well, let's say I got a wine of the week coming up. We'll see how great it is. But right now, get a copy of When Southern Women Cook from my guest and her partner, Morgan Bowling. And I'm telling you, tell Tony Tipton I said hello and congratulations. And
I will.
I want to make those green beans on the inside cover. Call now. We're going to give you a copy of that book. Morgan, have a great weekend. And
you
folks,
too.
You know the number, 316-869-1330. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.